Hi, if you record your name and reason for calling, I'll see if this person is available.
Local Splash.
Thanks. Please stay on the line.
It's Wagner.
Yes, hello. This is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Joseph?
Speaking.
Hi, Joseph. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. It's good to hear. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And also, before anything, just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, Joseph, just wanted to touch base with you and noticed that you went into your dashboard and that triggered us to check if there's anything we can help.
Yeah, so when I go... let me open it back up. The hell does it keep bringing me a ChatGPT for?
Yes. That's
no,
okay.
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Let me just open it back up to the AG.
Okay.
That's what it is. Oh, man. All right. There's a lot of fucking madness. Jesus. You know, off the top of your head, you wouldn't be able to know what my website is called, would you?
Well, I can definitely check. You mean, let's see here.
Oh, wait, I got it. Okay. I got it. So when I go to my website and I hit home, let's see. Okay, now it's bringing me Local Splash. So, contact. Okay, it ain't even letting me do nothing. So, even though I bought their domain, I can't even access it. Like, it's locked. Even though I purchased it.
Yeah, so you wanted to access WagnerWatersElectric.com?
Yeah, my website, correct. The domain, yes.
Yes. Well, regarding that, first, for you to access the domain, you don't have to type in WagnerIsElectric.com because if you're going to type that in on a Chrome browser or any browser, that should pull up a website. But for you to access it, you have to actually get into your hosting company.
So... I bought a domain.
Yes.
Local Splash managed it.
Yes.
Now, I can't access the domain I bought.
Yes. Now, for that domain, I did check, and it's under GoDaddy.com. So you have to access it under GoDaddy.com.
Okay, I did try that, but it says this, but the end on the top, it says this information is no longer being updated. If you are the owner, please contact the marketing agency.
Yes, that was the website that we created. Remember, we created a page for you. We've added a layout, but since, as far as what I do see here, you've discontinued services with us, and that triggered for our system, that triggered for our layout to be no longer available. That is why, if you meant to access your website, if you meant to access your domain, that should be in GoDaddy if you want to get a layout up and running. Or you could actually get back into full marketing here at Local Splash, and then we can get back the layout that's currently on your website or domain.
Okay. So I might be looking or perceiving it wrong. Correct me if I'm wrong. So, like,
yes.
If I buy a house, right, and I have contractors yeah. come in and they manage my house, they fix it up, they make it look nice, do they own my home?
Well, of course, no.
No.
But I also wanted to emphasize that we do not own your domain. We own the layout. That is actually what happened here. So, website, for the website, we do not own the domain. Rest assured, you can always access that through GoDaddy.com. Okay, that is why I mentioned if you wanted to access it, you have to go into GoDaddy.com, access it. If you want to build a layout, you can put that in there. But as part of the terms and conditions, the layout actually is something that we own. And our layout's not for sale. So whenever you decide to discontinue, what happens is that the layout is no longer going to be available on the domain. But the domain is completely yours.
So I can't manage this layout, you're saying, correct?
Yes, the layout, unfortunately, it's not available on the domain. That is why if you do want to get a new layout onto the website, then that should be in GoDaddy. Or if you want to, if you want to add a new layout, or if you want to get another, let's say, of course, a website team to create your layout, then they have to go through GoDaddy from there.
Man. These guys are, you got me good. Okay, so I got to go through GoDaddy, and then
yes.
I can make my own layout?
Yes, from there. That's correct.
Okay. Now, will that overlap the layout you have?
That is definitely not going to overlap the layout.
So how do I access my website?
Yes, for that, you have to go through GoDaddy, and you have to get in, you have to enter your username and password, because that is where you bought it. So you do have a username and password under GoDaddy. If you yeah. forgot it, then I would recommend
no.
you try to get in touch with GoDaddy.
No, I have it. I know it.
Okay, cool.
Right,
yeah.
So.
Now, the best option as well that I can provide is, again, either you go ahead and get back into marketing, to which websites are included into the subscription that you will be having with us, or you can actually just sign up with the website only, if your concern is just about the website. Yeah?
How much does that cost?
Yes. Now, keeping the website only would be at $49 monthly. So that's $49.
Oh, man. Hold on, let me see. Wagner's ELECGA.com. You guys might want to consider lowering your prices with all this AI stuff out here. And you guys didn't change my username or password?
Yes, that was correct. When you provided us access, that was just access level towards accessing the domain, not the whole account.
Okay, so the password and stuff that I set up on GoDaddy is still the same, correct?
Yes, it should still be the same, correct.
Okay, now I'm in my profile. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So I'm in my profile on GoDaddy. And they want money monthly too. Like, what the hell?
Yes, well, that is, I'm not sure about how your subscription is with GoDaddy, but usually when you own a domain, you have to renew it. So I'm thinking that is where the payment is actually coming from. You have to renew the domain constantly. Not sure if it's monthly. Usually it's yearly, so it depends. Specifically, if it's website hosting, Joseph, there would be payment associated to it.
And I can't do it myself?
I think you would be able to do it yourself. I'm not just sure of how it goes in GoDaddy.
Okay. Alright, yeah, I guess if... I guess if I need anything, I'll definitely be in contact with these guys. I appreciate it.
All right. No worries. Let us know if you do need, you do need help or if you do have any other questions, okay?
Yeah, so I can't add photos to my website?
Um,
or I guess
I think, yeah, you would have, unfortunately, no. You would have to, I think, build another layout in GoDaddy. Unless, of course, you're back with hosting here at Local Flash and you'd be able to make edits to the website, add photos to the website.
What does that mean, backed by hosting?
The $49 monthly that I did mention, that is hosting the website only.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Mhm. All right. Any other question you have?
No. Is that like the cheapest plan you guys have?
Well, let me go ahead and check with our team first. Would you mind if you stay on the line so I could verify? Okay,
yeah.
Hold on. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, thank you so much for staying on the line, Joseph. I did check with our management, and the best we could actually do would be at $39 monthly. So that's going to be $10 less.
All right. Let me think about it. I'll give these guys a call back. I appreciate it.
All right, no worries. Let us know, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.